This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Neil.
And I'm Callum.
And this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Today we're talking about night skies. Now, Callum, what kind of a view of the stars do you get from your house?
Well, it's actually not too bad on a clear night. How about you?
Well, I don't often see the stars where I live, but perhaps that's because I live closer to the centre of London than you. So there's probably less light pollution where you live.
It is true, but the best places to see stars are the darkest places on the planet, like deserts and mountaintops. And that's where you see those pictures of powerful telescopes.
Yes, in certain locations around the world, you can get a really clear view of thousands of twinkling stars, some planets, and sometimes the odd satellite moving across the sky.
Twinkling describes light which flashes off and on very quickly, just as stars do. And you may be familiar with the very famous song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Mm-hmm. And yes, a satellite is an object which moves around a larger object in space. Usually when we talk about satellites, we mean man-made objects, such as communication satellites, although it also means natural objects like moons. Well, before we continue our discussion about night skies, I have a quiz for you, Callum. I want to know how many moons the biggest planet in our solar system, Jupiter, has. Is it A, 1, B, 12, or C, 64?
I have absolutely no idea, so this is just a guess. I'm going to go for B12.
Well, we'll check on that at the end of the program. We've been talking about night skies and good places to see the stars. Callum, would it surprise you to hear that the night sky above a part of the UK has been awarded special protection status?
That does surprise me, because there aren't that many remote parts of the UK compared to other countries.
Well, it's in Exmoor National Park, which is in the southwest of England. Let's hear what's been happening from the BBC's reporter, Andrew Plant.
Now, those staff at Exmoor National Park are aiming to put the darkness back into nighttime.
Reading of the light that's
using these light monitors, they prove that Exmoor was officially one of the UK's darkest spots. Now its first dark sky reserve, somewhere the stars really do come out at night.
They used light monitors to prove that a national park in England is one of the darkest places in the UK.
So what does this mean?
It means that it's now Europe's first dark sky reserve. A reserve's an area, usually of land, kept in its natural state.
So does this mean it'll be illegal to turn lights on?
I think it does, yes. There'll be strict controls on things like streetlights to reduce light pollution and keep the night truly dark. Now, have a guess at how many more stars you can see in a dark sky reserve than in a city.
That's not fair. Is this another quiz? I've already been tested once.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I think it's probably an order of several thousand, so maybe when the street lights are on you can see, 50, 100, but when there are no street lights, 4, 5, 7, 10,000?
Well, let's find out. Listen to this clip again from the BBC's Andrew Plant. He's speaking to someone who's excited by the park's new status.
Exmoor is already attracting seasoned stargazers and telescope tourists alike.
When it's dark, you can see as many as 2,500 stars, whereas in a city, you might be lucky to see 200.
Did you catch what he said there?
Well, yes, apparently when it's dark, you can see almost 2,500 stars, compared to just 200 in a city. That's quite a big difference.
The reporter used the expression stargazer to describe someone who likes looking at stars. To gaze is to look at something for a long time, especially something you like. Are you a stargazer?
Not so much, although my son is fascinated by the moon when it's not hiding behind the clouds.
Right. And do you think he would be tempted to go and visit a dark sky reserve?
Well, I did visit an observatory when I was on holiday in Hawaii. Once, and that was fascinating. I'm not a telescope tourist now.
Right, OK. Well, here's Alan Trow from an organisation called Dark Sky Wales. He wants the same status to be given to an area of Wales in the UK. He thinks it will attract people to the region.
That opens up a whole realm of possibilities for amateur astronomers, because they will travel anywhere in the UK and abroad, a lot of them, to find dark skies. And if something is literally on their doorstep, then they'll take advantage of it.
He says it opens up a whole realm of opportunities for amateur astronomers. What does he mean by that?
Well, a realm is an area of interest, so there will be lots of chances for amateur astronomers, people whose hobby it is, to study the stars.
Well, Callum, I think it's time to go back to the question I asked you at the start of the programme. I wanted to know how many moons the biggest planet in the solar system, Jupiter, has. Is it 1, 12 or 64?
I said B, 12.
And you were wrong, I'm afraid. Oh. It's 64, which is incredible. Came as a complete surprise to me. Yes, 64. Amazing. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.